Everything we write has a time code attached to it. It stays attached to it. There's a time code attached to it. Everything we do in this world, in this life, everything we think, everything we feel, everything we write has a time code attached to it. It stays attached to it. There's a time code attached to it. As far as we all know, there's only one way to gauge time. Whether it's playtime, work time, or hit the stage time. Hours, minutes, and seconds. Bars, beats, and ticks. Your watch isn't broken right now, there's no need to fix it. Slow down for a moment and think about this in the context of instance. That old man or old woman you hope to be is still an infant. The substance that controls me has no restraints. Not bound by how we define time or space. They say before you leave this place, your life flashes before your face. What if you could stretch that flash out with no more to risk? It's just a choice you make, there's no more to it than this. And then intuitiveness is your guide through the mist. Which part of your life would you like to see first? What's at the top of your list? Maybe it's that first kiss or the first time you knew you were missed. Or maybe those first steps you took before you tripped and scarred your wrist. Go ahead, pick one. This phenomenon's designed to keep time in line by decreasing the frequency of those seconds we waste needlessly. It's easy to see when your attention's free. I paid a lot of it and got nothing of it. All whoever doubted it are out of wits. The louder it gets brings you closer to the power switch. Be careful, I've seen the brave display cowardice when they see how long an hour gets. When a second becomes a day, you see those pointless moments a mile away. But don't let them take your smile away. Those times when dark clouds came seemed like they were there to stay, just hovering, masking what love could bring. And that's the full spectrum. Good to foul, foul to great, and great back to the first step. And that's the worst it gets. There's nothing left to question. You saw it all to the beat, and what was seen made the naked eye reach for an olive leaf. Everything we do in this world, in this life, everything we think, everything we feel, everything we write has a time code attached to it. It stays attached to it. There's a time code attached to it. Everything we do in this world, in this life, everything we think, everything we feel, everything we write has a time code attached to it. It stays attached to it. Everything we do in this world, in this life, everything we think, everything we feel, everything we write has a time code attached to it. It stays attached to it. There's a time code attached to it. Everything we do in this world, in this life, everything we think, everything we feel, everything we write has a time code attached to it. It stays attached to it. Interdimensional and interspatial. Don't be a fool and think time will wait for you. If you're lucky enough, it plays with you before it must dismiss you. You had choices, we all get them. You feel imprisoned while you refract memories like a prism and relive them. And now you can finally see wisdom. And I hope you've gained a clear view of this chronological system we exist in. It could be that what you experienced was some type of feedback. Inside a lifetime, you had a chance to see moment-to-moment recaps. If your sanity's intact and preserved, your success is well-deserved. Maybe you could try it again with no reactions and just observe. Or maybe not. It could be possible you've seen more than enough. Maybe it's all been a test of faith or just a press of luck. And if you don't believe in coincidences and find it all senseless, it seems this would be an important thing to remember, or isn't it? It seems this will be an important thing to remember, or isn't it?